Hey Taita Ola Zimbabwe Mushe, welcome, welcome, welcome. Munichirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami u Mike Hove. Welcome, welcome, welcome Zimbabwe Mushe. Welcome to our youth forum, our program The Connection. I'm your host Mike Hove. Today is Tuesday, the 12th of March 2019. Welcome, welcome. Once again, Zimbabwe Omuhle, welcome, welcome to Nogamchirai Muchirongwa Chedu Cheve Chidiki, Uhlelo The Connection, Lilami uMike Hove. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Welcome to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Ikakhulukazi nxa uyizalwane seZimbabwe, kana uri chizvarwa cheku Zimbabwe uri munhu wechidiki, and you're facing any problems, we're looking towards tackling it right here on our youth forum, Studio 7's own program. So today in our program, Zimbabwe Omuhle, we're looking towards tackling or talking about the STEM program, the Science, Technology, Engineering and Mathematics program in Zimbabwe. Now, this is mainly focused towards higher and tertiary education institutions. Government believes that the STEM program could be the answer to Zimbabwe's economical problems. Let's take a look at what we have in store for you today.
Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education, Science and Technology, Professor Amon Murira, recently announced that $5 million will be released to five local universities for the procurement of equipment to be used in innovation hubs. The products that come out of these hubs are to be commercialized with the idea of developing Zimbabwe's economy. Could the government's investment in the country's science, technology, engineering and mathematics program be the answer to various challenges faced by Zimbabweans? Join us on The Connection for a discussion on the government's initiative. If you wish to join our program, either write your number and comments in the comments section or text us on WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318.
Egudwini lamhlanje kuhlelo Zimbabwe Omuhle, ngiyalamukela nonke kuhlelo The Connection. Uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Lamhla kuhlelo sixoxa ngokwenziwa ngabatsha abenza imisebenzi wezandla ngesikhiwa bathi ama start-up companies. Omunye wabo ijaha elafunde NUST, umnumzana uFarai Musendo, sabe sikhangela ukuba laye kuhlelo lamhla, olenkampani yona elenjongo yokubutha ama plastic ewagike kuphume i-diesel kanye le-wax. Sizwa njalo ukuthi umphathi ntambo obona ngezemfundo ephakameyo, Minister of Higher and Tertiary Education, uProfessor Amon Murira, usanda ukuthi uhulumende usenikeze ama-coalition amahlanu, five colleges, imali efika izigidi ezinhlanu, $5 million ukuthenga imitshina ezabe esetshenziswa ngabafundi, abafundi izifundo ezihambelane lohlelo lwemfundo science, i-technology, i-engineering kanye le-mathematics, abanye bathi i-STEM program. UProfessor Murira uthi inhlelo ezisaphuma emakolishin lawa ezifana lohlelo luka Musendo lo produce diesel kanye le wax zizasetshenziswa ukuthuthukisa umnotho welizwe. Ay zulukandaba, yini umbono wenu ngodaba olukhona egudwini lamhlanje kuhlelo? Nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo, sithumelene umlayezelo ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318. Khona njalo kusithinta ecingweni live on air kunombolo ezithi +1 202 619 2077. Ndiyo nyaya yethu nayo, nasi mgango muri yedu yeZimbabwe. Ndinomugamuchirai mese muchirongwa chedu, chirongwa cheve chidiki, chirongwa The Connection, mwineni Mike Hove. Nasi mchirongwa, tirikutarisa nyaya yehurongwa wehurumende wekuyedza kukurudzira zvidzidzo zveSTEM, Science, Technology, Engineering uyezve Mathematics muzvikoro zvepamusoro-soro. Takanzwa kuti gurukota iro rinoona nezvedzidzo zvepamusoro-soro muzvinafundo Amos Murira vanoti hurumende yakapa mayunivhesiti 5 $5 million. Saka pane ma university mashanu hapa. Each university is getting $1 million. Iyo ine chinangwa chekutenga equipment ichange chishanda ma innovation hubs uko kuma university akasiyana aya. Tiudze wa maonre yu pamsoro pezviri kuitwa nehurumende munobvumirana nazvo here? Is this a good thing? Takanzwawo zvekare kuti pane umwe wechidiki akabva ku Nast University anonzi vafarai musendo avo vane kambani yavo inonzi Farai Pyro. Vamusendo avo vane kambani yavo iyo ine chinangwa chekuti vanotora maplastic mune nzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana kuZimbabwe vachoproducer ma diesel uyezve wax vachishandisa plastic. Takatarisira kuti vafarai vachapinda muchirongwa vachitudzawo maondoro uyezve vachitsanangura kuti vanozviita sei diesel riri kubuda pane plastic. Aiwa, zviri kunakidza izvi. +12026192077 ndiyo nhamba yekufona kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa. Leyakona njalo usitinte cingweni kunombolo yezviti +12026192077. Tiri kutevenyura pamasaisai anoti 909 medium wave uyezve pa4930 6065 nepa15460 kilohertz pa short wave. Abafisa kubukela ku internet sikhona ku www.voashona.com, www.voantablet.com, tiripo zvekare pa www.voazimbabwe.com. However, for our Facebook fanatics, we are streaming on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, uyezve pa VOA Studio 7. So please, Zimbabwe Muhle, share the program, write your comments, fagana my likes, fagana my hearts. Let's see if you're enjoying tonight's program. I'm your host, Mike Ove, pindai mchirongwa. @BigMike3 is the username on Twitter if you're looking towards conversing with me. So Zimbabwe Muhle, ngenani kuhlelo, sizwe ukuthi nina yini umbono wenu mayelana ngohlelo lwalamuhla. Yebo, so ngenani kuhlelo, ngenani kuhlelo, ngenani kuhlelo, Zimbabwe Muhle, ngenani kuhlelo.
Hey ta, hey ta, hey ta, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ove. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami kana ukuthi utawura neni, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3.
Uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hobe abafisa ukuxoxa nami kana mchina ukukurukura neni ndiri pa Twitter uyezve pa Instagram @BigMike3. Asi pari zvino tiri kutefenyura pa mapage edu matatu pa Facebook VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7. Tudzewo maonere enyu pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi muchirongwa. Asi ndiri kunzwa kuti we already have our first guest. I'm super, super excited. Ngike ngakhuluma ndambokurukura nezvaye. Zita rake anonzi Farai Musendo. Vamusendo ane kambani yavo inonzi Farai Pyro. Now this company, Farai Pyro, targets towards using plastic waste towards creating diesel and wax. Aiwa, vafarai, vafarai, vamusendo, mapinda muchirongwa. Welcome, welcome to our youth program.
Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing? I'm super excited to have you in our program today.
Yeah.
Mapinda muchirongwa vamusendo. Saka vamusendo, ngatitangei nerurimi rwamai. Chandiri kunzwisisa, chimbotiudzaiwo kuti diesel yenyu iyi munoigadzira sei muchishandisa plastic?
Diesel totogadzira tichishandisa mushini watakagadzira isusu pache zvedu, tichishandisa fundo neumhizha watakafunda apo takaita kuchikoro. Saka tinotora mapepa anoraswa nevanhu maplastic iwayaya tiisa mumushini imomomo mumaano enda muprocess yatakagadzira isusu tichishandisa local raw materials nemakatalista atinoshandisa imomo watakagadzira toga tichishandisa zivo no media watinawo no kuzimbabwe
so chimbotsana ngurai womkoma how difficult is it to produce diesel using plastic waste
come again I don't get the question
I was asking how difficult is it to produce diesel and wax using plastic waste
the waste plastic we are collecting it from all over Harare from the CBD from various industries that are producing the waste so we collect it and we clean it and we shred it they pass through our reactors by various chemical engineering reactions take place inside there resulting in the production of the diesel and the fuel for making soap polish which is used for domestic purposes
ndikutoona vateereri vedu vatotanga nekutobvunza maquestions nekuti vatosipakwa neinitiative yenyu yekugadzirisa fuel newax muchishandisa maplastic vabhoas jaya guru vari kutobvunza hanzi muri kubuditsa marita mangani pazuva muchishandisa maplastic kugadzirisa diesel uye zvewax muri kubuditsa marita mangani ediesel pazuva
pane maplastic esa unoisa pane huremu hwakaoga hwaunoisa tingaite percent yacho ndo yatinoita inoenda kuita kuchinja diesel ani 20% ndo inosara iri wax yatinozoshandisa kugadzira floor polish
saka ngatichienderai mberi mati
saka pari zvino nenyaya yekuti michini yedu midiki zvikuburitsa diesel shoma saka naizvozvo tiwane mukana wekukudza mishini yedu tikwanise kugadzira dizo rakawandisa nekuti dizo raneta kuno kuzimbabwe tinoita kuti ikonomi yedu ishungurudzike nekushayika kwedizo iro
so vamusendo ngatichienderai mberi timbobata nyaya iripo nhasi muchirongwa takanzwawo hurumende muzvinafundo Amos Murwira avo vari minister of higher and tertiary education vachiti aiwa ivo varuda hurumende ichange ichipa macollege mashanu 5 different colleges $5 million saka pane macollege each college irikwana $1 million chinangwa chemari iyoyo ndechekuti they want to uplift my innovation hubs mune macollege aya akasiyana siyana tiudzeiwo imi I know kuti you recently graduated from NUST University tiudzeiwo kamaonero enyu pamusoro pezviri kuitwa nehurumende
nyaya ichekutanga ndeyekuti payakazotanga tange tabva kuchikoro saka ziri kuti inonyatsofamba sei nekuti patiramboedza kuda kutaurana nevanhu vechikoro kwandaive vakatisiye pange pasina mari dzakadaro dzaikwanisa kubatsira kuti maprojekti akadai anga achiitika saka pari zvino zvatakabva kuchikoro ikokoko tichiramba tiedza kutaurana navo tiona kuti pane zvingaitike kuti zvinhu zviitike zvabut pari zvino hapana chatichafamba
Alright, vamusendo ndikunzwa kuti tine muteereri wedu wekutanga nhasi muchirongwa ndokumbira kuti mbobata parinare mukoma then ndikudzoka kwamuri izvezvo handisi Alright, Zimbabwe muhle lapha ecingweni silo mnumzana uFarai Musendo yena he is the founder of incompany yona itwa yiFarai Pairu ngimbuzile okunengi mayelana ngalokho abakwenzayo ukuthi kanti bona bathi ayi they produce ifuel besebenzisa iplastic bakwenza njani uphinde wachasisa ukuthi bakwenza kanjani bathi ayi they crush bona ama-raw materials iplastic beproduce okuthiwa yidiesel amafutha awemota okunengi siza kuzwa kuye yes I know ukuthi eningi labantu balo mbuzo othile ukuthi how are is that diesel good enough ukusiza imoto ukuthi imoto ihambe phambili kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi silomlaleli thukunza ukuthi nemteri mteri mteri khola khola maphinda mchirongwa welcome 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 parunare ndiani ari papo
Shumba
mkoma Shumba zviri kufamba
ndikufamba nakadiwe
aiwa mushe mushe maphinda kamchirongwa mkoma Sakani maondro muri kuti hurumende is all talk no action.
Vanga matauri yake nakanda ndani. President unotaura kuti takaisa masoja nekuda kuti vanhu vaida kupandukira hurumende basi aimboramba kuti yakaisa masoja. Mwana anongotaura kuti yakizvipindura pachayo. Ende vanhu vanongotaura kuti zvimwe maori kuti vanhu vanongova sei.
Saka ndudzewa mukoma shumba zvikanzi all right mari iyi yapiwa kune mauniversity aya ari five fire nemaondrenyu zvinobuda mumauniversity mainnovation hubs aya do you think it's good enough kuti zvibatsire upfumi hwenyika zvisimudze upfumi hwenyika mati
vanhu vacho vanozoenda kumayunivhesiti vanozozoenda kuti vodzoka zvouya kune kuwesouth africa vonenga mazii
asi kana mukoma kana mune product iri kudikana nevanhu musociety muda unosevenzera umwe munhu onaika parunare tina mukoma farai ava vatoone kambani yavo nekuti vakawana opportunity yekucreata diesel vachishandisa maplastic why would you want to go work for someone else mune talent rakadaro
vanhu vose ndozvavane vachitarisira bati vanhu vari mugovernment yedu vanhu vanongozvifunga ivo anoti kuti vanofunga vanhu vanovasotera itina ichikataria vamwe vanhu vazvatakanda vachiri mhanzi vaya noya muri maitaura muchimubvunza mubvunzo yekuti iwo unofungei nezvakati iye anozotaura zvekutoropoda america chete unoti vanatovati someone who is biased ende munhu ane achidzi ane paanonokora muzii pamwe visekuru vasamuwani ari on the third blood
aiwa mukoma shumba thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa handesi well zimbabwe muhleli muzwile umlaleli wethu wokuqala igama lakhe ngushumba ungale kwele south africa ushumba said a lot of things lapha uthe into yokuqala yebo isenzo sikahulumende is a good initiative kodwa ubona ngani into yokuqala that money will not go to university bathi ngesikhiwa uhulumende lo is all talk no action ukuthi uthanda ukukhuluma kodwa isikhathi sokuthi okay usukhulumile nunzana yenza lokho okukhulumayo ukuthi hayi dololo ama action akuphumi lutho lina lithini ngalokho ngenani kuhlelo zimbabwe omuhle let's go back to umnumzana ufarai says ukunengi farai uchiri popa rinari farai
Yeah.
Right. Ndambotaura nemuteriri apa. But there's one big question that a lot of people wanted to understand. Ne diesel rauri kucreate. So, kuZimbabwe kune shortage ye diesel uyezve petrol. Vanhu vakawanda vari kuchema chema. And you have the solution. Why are you not using that solution kubatsira vanhu?
Mukanobatsira vanhu uripo. Ndosaka munokona kuti zvinhu zvatiita izvozvo. Saka tengesinyaya iyi iri pabepa chete tikati ngatitange nepatinokwanisa napo saka izvozvo zvatiikutarisa ndezvekuti taita vana mukana wekuti tiwedzere kukura kumishini yedu kuti tikwanise kugadzira dizo zvakawanda rinova rinokwana nyika kuti nyika iwandisike muupfumi pakati zvino tirikurana hatiri kurana tiine kapasiti diki saka tida kuti kapasiti yedu ikure kuti tikwanise ku gadzira dizo rakawanda rinokwanisa kushanda kusimudza nyika mumaindastries nemasekta zakawanda
So, how many liters a day do you produce with your company? I know earlier on, Mambutsana ngurane rurimi roshona. Chimbutsana ngurane churungu nukipanewa ungo audience wasinganzi rurimi roshona.
At the moment, we are producing on average 50 liters a day with the current equipment that we have. So we need to scale up our process so that we can produce close to 20,000 liters a day.
Okay. 20,000. Yeah. Interesting. Now, going back to the STEM studies, you graduated from NAST in 2016, I believe. That's correct. 2016?
That's true.
Okay. So now, seeing as though you are a NAST alumni, what is your take on the government initiative towards pumping more money into the STEM? Do you think that STEM is the answer to Zimbabwe's economical problems?
Oh, sorry, not getting.
I was asking, what is your take on government's push towards, pushing STEM within our university systems? Do you think that, because of course government has said that they're pushing the STEM with the idea that products are going to be created that will modernize the Zimbabwe, that will uplift the Zimbabwean economy. Do you think that STEM is the answer to Zimbabwe's economical challenges?
That initiative is actually a good idea. Mm-hmm. But it needs the proper and strategical implementation.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it will be just something on paper, which on the implementation side, it will be lacking and having some loopholes on one or two issues.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually a good initiative having distributing funds, especially to allow growth of ideas that are emanating from these teacher institutions. Our teacher institutions, they've got brilliant people with very innovative ideas. We can solve most of our problems. You see, most of our problems are in Zimbabwe. They are internally created. They're created within our country. And the solutions, they are also there. So it's just a matter of trusting each other and trusting the capacity. That is the capacity.
But that aside, as we speak, the current state of the economy is not really promising. A lot of people are not really excited to put their money in Zimbabwe. How do you guys move forward? Of course, once you finish your STEM, you get the ideas, you get the knowledge. But how do you go about pushing the implementation? I know with your product as is, you recently partook in a competition whereby you won a certain amount of money. But is that enough for the implementation? Because for you to be able to produce a certain amount of diesel whereby you can help society, you need money.
Hello?
Hello, Farai?
Yeah. Come again. The phone is breaking. You can repeat.
Okay, I was saying, Kuti, now, as we speak, the current state of the economy in Zimbabwe, and one of the biggest issues is that we cannot attract investment. Investment is not really, a lot of people are not excited towards jumping towards Zimbabwe right now as we speak. You yourself, as someone who has, I guess, a possible solution to the petrol and diesel crisis, you need money to be able to make your business lucrative enough. For you to not only produce the demanded amount, but also, I guess, make a profit for yourself. How do you do that in an economy in this current economical state?
So the first and foremost thing is we call for the international community and the other Zimbabweans in different parts of the world to help such kind of innovative and the good ideas they can surely go a long way in rehabilitating our country in certain areas which are a bit in a limping state.
All right, Mkoma, regarding the battery parunare, and we're going to no more guest wedu, and then I'll come back to you in 1 second, and this.
Okay.
All right. Asambe nemakhasi nethu, and then we'll go to our second guest, Mnumzana uPhithizela Ngcobo. Ekasinde to LVO Studio 7 ukulo Boas Jayakuruthi watching live from Gaborone. Boas, welcome, welcome, welcome. U evidence nyahuye uthi watching. Aiwa vanyahuye tinokugamuchira muchirongwa. Undabezezwe Viki uthi hello there. Good intentions by the minister, but unfortunately the legitimacy crisis by the so-called new dispensation will ultimately frustrate your efforts. Uvusi Mpofu uthi ngibingelele umsakazi, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Vusimuzi, uthi ngibonge ngomsakazo lamandla, ngicela ukubingelela ubaba uJekonia Mpofu eLupane. Ngiyabonga. Hayi Mpofu, ngilethemba ukuthi bakuzwile. Uthakawira Sangaza uthi this is a really good initiative. I'm looking forward to hearing more. Ecingweni siyezwa ukuthi we have our other guest uPhithizela Ngcobo. Mnumzana Ngcobo, welcome, welcome, welcome kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo.
Thank you very much.
So let's get into this. I'm really excited because when you're here in America, whereby STEM is one of the biggest things, especially when you're looking at colleges and jobs and so forth and so forth. I guess my first question to you towards the approach of STEM, of government towards STEM in Zimbabwe is, what is your position? What do you think the government's approach towards STEM in Zimbabwe?
Okay, I'll actually say nothing works in a vacuum. Mm-hmm. So in other words, if you are to make a STEM initiative, first you have to create the necessary environment for people to be able to achieve whatever it is that they want to achieve. Mm-hmm. However, I really want to applaud their effort that they are trying to make sure, because the future is STEM. Mm-hmm. We are living in an innovative economy now. We are talking about the government trying to do this and that to revive the economy. And most of the time, the economy these days is mostly based on technology. Mm-hmm. You cannot go back to the traditional economy. You know, even if you are in farming, you need the technology to farm. It's no longer that traditional farming, for some of us, whereby you take your nkomo and, you know, and umkuba and do that. Now it's more technologically based. Mm-hmm. So what we're trying to say is that the government has to, in its STEM approach, let them decentralize it to the people, especially in rural areas. I'm an advocate of rural areas, because when we're talking of farming, it's mostly in rural areas. Mm-hmm. And until those people get the technology to do the farming, you know, this issue of hunger is going to persist, because most of the time the subsistence farmers are the one who produce actually a lot of food, but they can't do that without the necessary technology.
Okay. Baba Ngcobo, ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni just for 2 seconds, ngithatha umlaleli and then I'll come back to you, angithi?
Okay.
Right, ecingweni ngiyeza ukuthi silo mlaleli, thine mtheri aphinda mchirongwa. Welcome, welcome mune chirongwa chedu chebe chidiki. Ari pari nari ndiani?
Ndoitwa Denson Kwarazimba.
Va Kwarazimba, zviri kuhamba here?
Ndiri right mukoma Big Mike, kuri sei?
Mushe mushe, mati muri kupi?
Kumasvingo kwamushandikeo.
Aha, kuri sei ko kumasvingo?
Kumasvingo kuri right Big Mike, kuri sei?
Ndiyo iyo, tungotsvagawo madhola kuno ku America baba. Kuti tumire imimi. Munyatsodya zvakanaka kumusha. Mati?
Muchidya mega madhola ikoko ku America.
Tiri kutumira imimi ka, ndimuri kuti takauya kuno kuti tsvage mari kuti kupei imimi kumusha ikoko.
ndizvozvo tinotenda.
Saka baba mapinda muchirongwa, ndiudzewo maondero enyu pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi.
Alright, inini maonero angu ndeokuti ndofunga initiative yehurumende yeSTEM iinitiative yakanaka, but dambudziko ratinaro muhurumende yedu, ukatarira history yayo, has been producing very good policies forever, but implementation yema policies acho ndiyo yatinozoshaya. Ukatara kuti right, the vana vacho vatiri kudzidzisa kwacho kuchikoro, vatiri kuendesa kuchikoro, maindustry acho akavharwa, chero vakanzi vaita mabasa avo chaiwo saizvezvi zvinokutaurwa namukoma, kuti aproducer something, where is he going to supply? Nokuti mamainzi chaiwo kwaanenge achifanira kusupply the product yaanenge aita are closing down. Every industry is closing down. Saka ndo zvatiurayira nyika yedu izvozvo izvo. Because vana vanogona kuva so initiative, so innovative, but at the end of the day, kokuno supplier those products, vanopedzisira vachingoenda kunze nokuti ndokune market nokuti Zimbabwe is already dead.
Asi nangu achisupplyera kunze handiri mari yacho inenge ichidzoka kuZimbabwe.
Chinonetsa havagoni kuzosupplyera kunze vari muZimbabwe nokuti hapana, there is no food to stand on vari muZimbabwe. They go out, votonoita vari out vachitoita masupplies avo kunyika dzinenge dzine market vachitovaka vari ikoko, because we are talking of people tine maengineer. Vakatoenda, hatisina vanhu, vanhu vakatoenda, manpower yose is out.
Aiwa mukoma kwarazima.
Zimbabwe yacho haichagariki. Imi makatoenda havo zvekuti mungata izvezvi muchishanda kune imwe radio station muno muZimbabwe, but we went out because makatoona kuti muno hamusina market ya Big Mike.
Gibi ka market ya Big Mike, that's why tiri kukurukura izvezvi mukoma. Aiwa mukoma, thank you so much, takudzwa zvakanaka. Thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa. Mudzoke next week.
All right, thanks.
Right, Zulukandaba Lumzwile umnumzana ugwara zimba uthi hi, initiative kahulumende is good, kodwa inkinga ekhona udubo olukhona i-implementation. Uphinde wathi hayi, uyazi eZimbabwe kula ma-students amaningi that are so brilliant. Uyavumelana lo mnumzana uFarai besithi i-brilliance ikhona, kodwa nxa sebeqedile and they've gone through these STEM products and they've come out with their products, udubo olukhona is they don't have a place to supply. And uphinde so asizweni ukuthi umnumzana uphithizele yena uthini. Mnumzana Ncobo, usakhona ecengweni?
Yeah,
so cool. Okay, perfect. So you heard some of the things that came about from our caller where you're talking about that initiative itself. Like you said, he agrees with you. He applauds uHulumende for, you know, the initiative. However, he questions one of the things that is, once these students have gone through this program, one of the biggest issues is, yes, all these brilliant products come out, but there is no place to supply it to. How do you go about that? Because like you said, STEM shouldn't work in a vacuum. It should work in a global economy.
I think the big thing here is, although we say the initiatives are good, but the policies of the government, I think one of the biggest policies that they say is this indigenization thing, whereby certain amount has to be owned by locals. Mm-hmm. And people were raising the issue that most of the locals are struggling right now. Mm-hmm. So if you are going to say 51% must be owned by locals, even those who could invest, even from outside the country, they are struggling. Right. Even people who are Zimbabweans. Don't forget that a lot of these people who left the country, now they've taken citizenship somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And once you are a citizen of somewhere else, as of now, I think there is an issue that you can't do dual citizenship. Mm-hmm. So it means you would have lost your own citizenship. And then because of that, people are just preferring, let me stay wherever I am. So mm-hmm. the point I'm trying to say is that initiatives must be backed by policies on the ground. Mm-hmm. If you are going to come up with an initiative for STEM, be able to say the policies now are going to allow everyone. As an individual, I'm not really against immigration per se. Mm-hmm. Countries like India, the Philippines, actually, they encourage their citizens to immigrate. People don't know that. Mm-hmm. But what happens is that those governments, they create conditions that allow those kids to go to universities in India, and then they export them to the Silicon Valley here in America. And as a result, people invest back home because they feel that our government encouraged us to grow, and they encouraged us to look for opportunities so that we can grow our country. But the tendency in Zimbabwe is that anyone who is outside the country, you are viewed as an enemy. Uh-huh. You go outside the country just to say something bad about the government, probably, especially the former government. You know what I mean by former government? There is this new dispensation or whatever they call it. But the former government used to have this tendency of saying, oh, you're just going there somewhere to say bad things about the government. And so that's why even those people who get the education and leave the country, they find it difficult to stay connected because this is a government that treats you as an enemy. So, I mean, as an individual, I'm still saying, let people learn. and let them go to other countries, but make them feel wanted, make them feel loved, say something about people outside the country and tell them to, you know, come back home. You can still invest and get 100% of your investment. You don't need to partner with a local because, after all, you grow up in Cholocho. I've always maintained no one can be more Zimbabwean like me who grew up in Cholocho. It doesn't matter where I live.
Uh-huh. So, talking about the way that they do it here in America, you're an educator here in America, and you're also based in America, and you've seen how things function within America. I was reading about a study that was done about different companies that are based here in America, and they were saying that by 2020, 80% of professions are expected to require STEM skills in the next decade. Companies in America, all these big companies, AT&T, IBM, JP Morgan, SAP, Chevron, Ford, Intel, Google, Boeing, Verizon, you name it, are all investing money in STEM. They're all pushing abantu abasakhulayo, all these students, and investing money into them with the idea that not only, one, do they come and work for them, but the idea that STEM is the future, when they're trying to jump onto that bandwagon before it runs away. Is that something that is benefiting the American economy?
Yes, the American economy is now almost a STEM-based economy. Mm-hmm. As you say, their largest company is Apple, and mm-hmm. you can't talk of STEM, besides maybe not necessarily the largest, but I think they say it's one of the largest, mm-hmm. Apple. So they are aware that you need innovators, mm-hmm. And also inventors. People are going to invent a new product, and also those who are going to improve the existing product. Mm-hmm. So we find that even in schools, again, it's not only a policy. It's about, do you supply the school with those necessary things for kids to do robots in classrooms? Mm-hmm. So my question now is, if the government is saying, yes, let's do the STEM, how many classrooms in Zimbabwe have got electricity?
Mm-hmm.
Have we backed our words with the actual actions? Do we have the necessary infrastructure that the kids can? Because in order to be able to invent something, mm-hmm. you first must have, you know, something to work with. Do our kids have something to work with, mm-hmm. besides textbooks? Mm-hmm. And most of them, actually, which were donated by, you know, when Conrad, I think. When I go home, I do volunteer teach in rural areas. Mm-hmm. And the books I saw were all donated by Coltart.
Hulumend is coming in where they're saying, we're putting $5 million towards 5 different universities, each getting $1 million each, towards building an innovation hub where abantu abasakhulayo can now come and implement these ideas and create an actual product that is tangible. Engathuthukisa isimo engatshintshi isimo somnotho eZimbabwe njalo athuthukise uZulu. Pete, usakhona? Ngisamuzwa umnumzana uNgcobo. Kodwa lapha besixoxa lo mnumzana uPhithizela Ngcobo, yena he is an educator based here in America. Ngiyezwa ukuthi silo munye umlaleli liyangena. Ukuthi umlaleli layo usehambile. Okay, let's go back to umnumzana uFarai siyezwa ukuthi yena uFarai ubona njani lokho okushiwo ngumnumzana uPhithizela Ngcobo. Farai uchiripo parinare.
Ndiripo.
Right, chibaba baba. Manzi wazvitaurwa naPhithizela Ngcobo uyo ari who is an educator based kunoku kuAmerica. Pithi ari kubvumirana nesurvey yakaitwa kunoku kuAmerica vachiti aiwa, within the next decade 80% of the jobs within the world are going to need STEM. Nema wondering, is that something that will be implemented munyika yakafana neZimbabwe? You will need zvidzidzo zvepamusoro-soro zveSTEM, science, technology, engineering, uye zvemathematics.
Mm-hmm. Technology innovation. kana zvinhu zvaugadzirwa zvigadzirwe zvakawanda yatinoti mass production nema production rates ari very high. Saka zvinhu zvakakosha zvekuti zvinge zvichipromotwa muno muZimbabwe kuti zvinge zvichiitika kana vanhu vachinge vadzidza vawana mukana vavhure makambani vagadzire mabasa kwete kuti vanhu vanoti vapedza chikoro votanga kuti vana mabasa asi vanhu vange vachigadzira mabasa vapiwa mukana vekubatsirwa kuti zvakadaro zvinge zvichiitika.
Okay, saka right now ngatisadise inyika yakafanana neRwanda. Rwanda recently released what they called Vision 2020, and it looks like even they're on course, they're moving forward in technology, the economy is looking prosperous and everything is beautiful. Tikatarisa nyika yakafanana neZimbabwe, is technology something that's able to uplift our economy? Coming out of STEM studies, one of the questions that one of our callers brought about was nyaya supplying. Yekuti aiwa kana wapedza zvidzidzo zvako you will have a product but hapana munhu wekusupplya. Is technology something that's able to create that change whereby economy yedu inenge iri readily available for products like that and readily available to be purchased and sold? Vamsele muchiripo here?
Yeah,
mandinzwe
here? Ndiripo.
Manzwa mvunzo wangu.
Mvunzo wangu. Technology yakakosha pachokwadi kuti zvinhu zvedu munomu zvinge zvichifamba zvakanaka. Fanira kuti senyika tifambidzane nenguva nezvinenge zvichiitikawo mune dzimwe nyika. Nekuti munachisiko munomu vanhu vanonjere dzakadaro dzinofunga dzakafungawo nevanhu vari kure kuamerica munomu tirimo tinokwanisa kufungawo zvakadaro. Saka hapana chingatitadzise kuti tinge tichimhanyidzanawo nekumhanyidzana sezvikuitikawo nedzimwe nyika. Saka tatinokumbira ndechekuti hurumende yedu yakwanisa kutibatsirawo nekubatsira vamwe vakaita seni vanenge vaine maideas ava vainavo avanenge vada kushandisa kuti vabatsire nyika. Nekuti zvatoda kutaizvo hazvisi kubatsira munhu wani asi zvinhu zvekuti zvinhu zvekuzobatsira nyika.
Now mukoma, imi mune experience studying mumayunivhesiti akasiyana siyana kuZimbabweko, pane mubvunzo wabva kubuda apa wabva kuna Ndabezezo eviki ari kuti is $5 million enough to support STEM programs kuZimbabwe? Imi sezvo muri umwe akagraduata kubva kuNUST, do you think $5 million is enough to at least kickstart the program to a point whereby something tangible can come out chinokwanisa kubatsira vanhu kuZimbabwe?
Chandinotarisa ndechekuti pamari iyoyoyo kana vanhu vachitanga zvinhu zvavo vanofanira kunzi vakapiwa mari voishandisa vachikura imwe yacho vachizokudza neyavanenge vachiwana mubudiza nedziwe yavanenge vachiita nayo bhizinesi. Ndo kunonzi kupa munhu chirauro than kuti mari iyoyo ngonzi yose pamunhu wani yakadaro. Inofanira kuwaniswa pane vanhu vakawanda wanda, vanhu vavo votanga zvinhu zvavo vachiti maprofits avo vana vachadzosa bhizinesi bhizinesi zvichitoramba zvikuru. Ashandiswa zvakadaro inokwanisa kukwana
asi mukoma $5 million zvikanzi because $5 million ipapo ka each college is getting $1 million pa $5 million ipapo. Saka injani ndoda kunzwisisa zvikanzi what right college iri kupiwa $1 million panobatsirwa mastudents mangani ipapo?
Sezvinhu zvisi kuitika muZimbabwe izvozvi zvekuti mari dzidzo dzinenge dzichiwanikare mukana iwowo. Ndikatanga kuvapo kuvapo kwadzo kunomotivheta vanhu vakawandisa kuti vange vachiita vachida kuramba vachiita zvinhu mari zvakadaro. Saka inodzamara yakusakwana mari yakadaro nekuti vanhu vakawandisa vanenge vakuona kuti maideas avo anokwanisa kugamuchirwa nekuteererwa achipiwa kuti anofanira kunge achipuwa. Nekuti izvozvi kune vamwe vanhu vane maideas avo asi vanongozvinetera nekuti vanenge vachiona kunge hapana rubatsiro kana rusidiro rwavari kuwana kubva kwavanotarisa kunge rupipa. Saka mari iyoyo inogona kusakwana.
Alright, vamusendo regai ndikubatei parunhare nditorewo mumwe guest wangu and then ndichadzoka kwamuri handisi. Okay, ngiyezwa ukuthi uNgcobo we had lost him on the line but he's back ecingweni. PT, are you back ecingweni ukhona?
Yeah,
one call. Okay, we had lost you at Tingweni, but we were just about to wrap up anyway, a conversation here too. Now, I know Uguzwena, you're one of the people who focuses on mathematics here in America. How does maths feel? Because I remember, Mina, when I was growing up, umuntangati, Mike, so we can't say maths, I would hate it. I used to hate it with my whole passion. So, Mina, how does maths fit into this whole scope of science, technology? Because we understand how science works into this. I understand how technology is used in this. But in maths, when the Pythagoras theory, we're not buying enough, Linda.
I think the first thing before I respond, what I'm going to say is that when we were growing up, it was taught in a vacuum. It was just all these numbers and X's and negatives and what.
Mm-hmm.
And it never kind of felt useful in our life.
Mm-hmm.
So in math, and which we go to Ngakalisumi Fundisa in a practical way and mm-hmm. link it to STEM. So now the question is, how does it come into STEM?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give just a simple example.
Go ahead.
If you are going to make a Boeing plane,
mm-hmm.
that's the big thing, or Airbus,
mm-hmm.
just the basic measurements that you need for each and every that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not only just the measurement. It's the ability to be able to create a product that meets that exact measurement.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say when you make mechanic
mm-hmm.
and you make screws and whatever and whatever. The amount of mathematics that you need for each and every screw is just unbelievable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm a mathematician. Their job is not necessarily to create the product.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mathematician. They take a product, inventor or innovator,
mm-hmm.
and then that person passes it to mathematicians who then give specificity and measurements, say, even weight, if you are going to build a wing, it must be this weight. If you are going to build a landing gear, it cannot exceed this weight for this thing to carry it. So that's where math comes in. EOS, which are those products which people have as ideas, math makes them a reality by focusing mostly on measurement.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what it is. And then with algebra, they are not negative, two negative.
Oh, Jesus. I will solve for X.
Yeah. Hello?
Benyiti, is that the one I will solve for X and I will solve for Y?
Yeah, also for X and so for Y.
Yeah, bro.
They are called abstract.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, we like when we talk of measurements, we think of geometry,
mm-hmm.
and it makes sense. But I'm an abstract. They say what they do, they make you think in an unconventional way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's why you know, some of us, when we're grade 2 or 12, two minus four, we say it can't.
Yes.
But once you start doing algebra, it can.
Negative.
Because
mm-hmm.
you think in the abstract, you mm-hmm. view beyond what is in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where algebra a bit differs from geometry, which is practical. Algebra, it makes you theorize and abstractize things.
Mm-hmm. So umbuzo wami ugcina PT, and then I might have to let you go ukuze ngithathe umunye guest wethu. What can Zimbabwe learn from the American approach towards STEM? Is it something that we could use to lead towards bettering economy?
Yes, I still think so, but I'll still go back to say first we need to deal with one, policy issues, and two, leadership issues.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we need to do with STEM, let's decentralize university leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Having a president being the chancellor of 15 universities won't help us. Get someone with university like NAST,
mm-hmm.
National Science of Technology. Don't just have a vice chancellor who has got a technology background.
Mm-hmm.
Also get a chancellor who has got that background.
Mm-hmm.
Decentralize these things. The president can focus on reviving the economy and get the technical people to work without interference.
Mm-hmm.
And just to wrap up, I heard you say something about Rwanda. And if there is anything we can learn from Rwanda or America,
mm-hmm.
is that it's all about leadership. Kagame, like him or not, but they say he's very, very focused on listening to his people. And they say he tolerates no corruption.
Mm-hmm.
Unless and until we do away with appointments and start to work with people with knowledge, we are not going anywhere.
Umnumzana uPT Zela Ngobo. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a good day.
You too. So, asambeni makhasini yethu sibone ukuthi abantu bathini. On our page, VOA Studio 7, ndikona va Randman support ukuthi 5 million yakawanda pane vanhu vanoziva zvavanoita. Anzi tinotanga nezviripo. That small amount can attract a big amount when there is progress. It's interesting. That's an interesting take. Okay, Mukundo uthi, mark my words, that money, if unavailable, that money is unavailable will only benefit the youth on party lines. Imagine what happened to the good intention here, Beam. How many of those orphans benefited? Maria kapera kuendesa kuchikop vana vaive nevabereki vaikwanisa kubhadhara school fees. Chete ndabezezwe vhiki upinde wati Big Mike, maths is the backbone of STEM because we apply it in our everyday life. If anything, Pete Zela just proved that to me, and I'm glad you're listening and paying attention. So asambeni emanya to our different pages or VOA Shona pano anokawanda aripo. Nicodemus ari kuti manhero akanaka watching from DRC. Tinomukamuchira muchirongwa. Fungai ari kuti watching live from Cape Town ya Kapa. Vatsera Fungai. My Nico varipo pachirongwa ari kuti hello Mike and VOA. Tinomukamuchira muchirongwa My Nico. Memory ari kuti manheru apo watching from Cape Town. Zvakunenge kune mazimba akawanda ku Cape Town uko. New Life Hans, hi Chibaba, watching from Kariba, Kuriseko, Kukariba. Right, Yairipo, Mainzwa, Yairim Kango, Mainzwa. Nguva Tsava, 9 minutes to nine, Kuzimbabweko, 9 minutes to three, Kunokuko America. Taakushika kuma gumechirongwa. Let's go back to our guest, Vafarai Tinzwokti, Ivo, Vanoti, Nesha, Budo, Muchirongwa Nasi. Mkoma, Muripo, Eriparunari. Right, taakushika kumagume chirongwa mukoma. So let's focus, zero down on this interesting company of yours. Vanhu vakawanda vanoda kunzwisisa kuti kambani yenyu iyi iri kushanda sei, uyezve how exactly are you looking towards benefiting vanhu kuZimbabwe as we move forward. So now explain something to me, Farai. Mambo tabata nyaya yedizu. How exactly are you using this diesel, and what how much diesel are you cranking out? To what point can we start expecting, Kuti, you guys will crank out enough diesel for it to be able to curb the fuel crisis, Kuzimbabwe?
So, this is a two bad guys of this. No panza mshanda, kari purified, kari mshini ya kudabuta sa mungetawa na ayo. Kuzis line is that china, no panza mshanda mzumotuka. And of my industry.
How are you guys planning on using the wax? Wax. And those out, you don't just create diesel, but not create a wax recari. How are you guys planning on using the wax?
Company
to Murundi nzo zvakanaka. Ndanchibvunza ndichiti aiwa andoziva kuti pane ma products maviri amunogadzirisa muchishandisa plastic. Yokutanga taibata nyaya ye diesel. Konyaya ye wax. Wax yamunogadzira iyi munenge ine chinangwa chekushandiswa kuti munoishandisa seiko wax yenyu.
Wax tinoishandisa toisanganisa neimwe mango my ingredients. Yo ishanza kugadzira floor polish. Noita ma perfumes kuti iwane zvinhuiza kana ichinge yazova muma floors mudzimba umu. Saka tinenge tichiti kubva kuma waste plastic tinova konveta kuzvinhu zviviri zvinova zvinokwanisa kushandisika mudzimba. Saka hakuna chinhu chinoraswa mushure menge tatora marura yaya. Ose tichatora towagadzira ova maproducts maviri anoshanda. Saka hapana chinoraswa kubva pane zvose izvozvo.
Aiwa takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma mapinda muchirongwa. Mvudzo wakupedzisira, diesel yenyu, has it been tested and has it been certified by any regulators? Because vanhu vakawanda vanoda kunzwisisa kuti aiwa sezvo muri kugadzira diesel renyu, dere chokwadi here, is it a legitimate diesel? If for lack of a better word, I'll use that. Is it legitimate?
Diesel takari testa chaizvo tikariongorora tikariona tikaona kuti rakatongofanana neiro rinotengeswa iri.
Saka harisi fake.
Kuwanika harina kunyanyosiyana. Saka ndomandira rakaita iroro.
Aiwa mukoma, thank you so much nokupinda muchirongwa. Tichatokutsvaga kuitira kuti tiwane umwe mukana wekunyatsokurukura zvakanaka tichifokasa pane kambani yenyu. I'm hoping kuti the next time patinowana mukana wekukurukura munenge maakutengesa diesel, vanhu aakunyatsouya nemota dzavo vachitenga diesel as they line up, maakugadzirisa nyaya iyi yekushayikwa kwediesel kuZimbabwe.
Tatenda mukoma, muendezwa rakanaka.
So zulu kandaba limzwile umnumzana uFarai. Isikhathi sokusele 5 minutes kuhlelo lethu labasakhulayo, kodwa Zimbabwe omuhle, as usual, you know me, I like to end my program with some groovy tunes. Sithakazelela i-arts industry yethu ngkhaya eZimbabwe. Lamhlanje kuhlelo, today on our program, we give our platform to a young gentleman, igama lakhe ngu-Asaf. He's a multi-award record artist in Zimbabwe who was the genius behind the song Good Anthems, Njalo Mambo. Aiwa! Ngatinzwe kuti Asaf, what is he saying? Not anenziyo yake yandabva kutaura inonzi Mambo yakanetsa zvechokwadi. It's a big, big hit. Zimbabwe omuhle, producer, bachengise, azishe Mambo Asaf.
Say it don't sound like the city dog. Yeah. They say it don't sound like the city dog. But if you play it in your 100 feet, I swear it'd be the sound of the city dog. I can only give you what's inside of me and the city surrounding me. Would you be proud of me? I got the courage to go and be what I wanna be. And listen, I don't wanna deal with a drop of mud. I'm trying to buy even a young Corolla. Like, Domazana, do you wanna roll? Domazana, do you wanna roll? I know you hear me on the radio. I got the whole city singing, we young and we don't care if I'm not dead. Why do I always gotta prove things? I gotta flex to show him that I'm the best. Now I know he's seeing me as a threat. Shade of Greasy, I represent to the death. You know it's getting harder to hate, but one song leave the city amazed. I'm now embracing the pain. Some was even terrified of my age until the Lord showed me I could be king. And it's a movie now. I'm wanting the top spot, feeling like my throne. I'm feeling for job, fix the status of my boss. Doing damage in the bar, doing damage to the budget. Then you know my city loves it, your soul love it. And I'm trying to show the youth in the burg how much power they have. Can we elevate the city with rap? Man, I swear the victory it takes better than a chicken shawarma. Ain't no black, I'm saving Wakanda. So Munu Resta Tenerai, Munu Resta Tenerai. Motivation if you're trying to get by. Man, it's feeling like do or die. Getting high, popping prayers to the sky. Mundo es el general. Stop believing the lies. Man, the real crown hidden inside, yeah. So some may feel me and some may diss me. ASAP is a K-I-N-G.
I'm doing as gona. Ukusuta marim. Omalamba nebati istona. Zagara bagon. Kanga madon. I'm doing as gona. Ukusuta marim. Omalamba nebati istona.
The boy Asaf Hansen Dini Mambo. Hey, Mnoti Nenzio Ake. Are you feeling the vibes, Zimbabwe Muhle? At the boy Asaf on Twitter and Instagram. If you like his tunes, make sure you follow him. Hit him with the follow button. kodwa asiboneni ukuthi abantu bathini njengoba sesifikile emaphethweleni ohlelo thukona indaba ezweni ukuthi hope it's not fake fuel like the Chinoy one ukhuda uthi nice tune he likes ingoma eka ASAP sibapho muhle thashuka kumagumo echirongwa nasi tanyatso kurukura nyai yehuru the government saying kuti rapa ma university $5 million each university getting $1 million with the idea of uplifting his step. Lina Nitsin Galoku, let's continue the conversation with Twitter @BigMikeBee is the username, BIGMYKE3. Sibabo Mute, good night.